Dreamscape presents A Medal for Murder by Francis Brodie, narrated by Elizabeth Jasicki. Prologue. It took the best part of an afternoon to cut out the letters. In spite of touching the pastry brush into the jar so carefully, glue still coated fingertips and had to be peeled off. Glue made your head ache, but your hopes soar. The sheet of paper turned stiff when dry. It would be ludicrous if a letter fell off. In the end, there it was. £1,000 to have Lucy back alive. Await instructions. Call police, she will die. She would, too. Failure means curtains. Success, a new beginning. Act 1, Scene 1. Chapter 1, The Pawnbroker. On a muggy August Friday morning, we set out in my 1910 Blue Jowett convertible for our 9:30 a.m. appointment. Jim Sykes, my assistant, is an ex-policeman who endearingly believes he does not look at all like an ex-policeman. He just happens to be lean, mean, and alert as a territorial tomcat. During a 10-day holiday in Robin Hood's Bay with his wife and family, he caught the sun, along with a carefree air that I suspected would not last long. I braked sharply to let a crazed old woman raising her stick to stop traffic hurtle across Woodhouse.